Welcome to Locked On Nuggets, part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Moore, co-host of this show, Nuggets insider for 104.3 The Fan Denver, and NBA senior writer for the Action Network. I know that it's been a couple of days, and I'd like to apologize for the postponement. I'll just let that joke linger. So, I was going to do an episode on, Tuesday night. I was going to do an episode after the game. And then, as you may have noticed, the NBA stopped doing the games, all of the sporting, the hoopsing, all of the shooty hoops stopped being shot. And so it's been a wild couple of days, and I will admit to being distracted by other things and just trying to get ducks in order and doing reporting on what's happening next. I've got like stuff over at Action Network about that. The content's going to keep rolling here on Locked On Nuggets during the suspension of the league due to the COVID-19 virus. Adam and I will still be bringing you podcasts about the Nuggets. We'll probably have more details on Monday about what the plan is for the NBA. Make sure to be on lookout for that. I don't know about frequency based off of whatever news is available and what we have to talk about, but I'm going to try and program deep dives on some stuff to keep us in motion. As you can imagine, like many of you, I've been caught up with the news, and I'm sure some people think that this is an overreaction. It's been a common response from lots of folks. And I'm sure some of you are in my boat of being deeply concerned about what's going on and about the rapidly accelerating health crisis in the country due to the virus. I am not going to, of course, get into any of the politics about the situation. And I'm not even going to get into any of the health stuff about the virus. You can find that information elsewhere. I would just say, please listen to officials. Just please listen to what health officials and leaders are saying in Colorado. Pay attention to what the governor is saying and the Colorado Department of Health. Keep up with your local institutions. They are there to try and protect you. Your county's health department. Stay in touch with authentic sources of information while we try and get through this and get back to some semblance of normal life. I'm going to talk to you about the Nuggets and where they're at after everything that went down this week. I'm going to talk to you about what's likely to happen with the NBA. And I'm going to talk to you about the effects of whenever play resumes on the Nuggets. We're going to try and get through that today. I don't know for sure Adam's going to cover this later on his next episode on Monday, so I want to go ahead and get my thoughts out. I am sorry for taking a couple of days. It's just been a real whirlwind trying to get my head around everything. So let's start with the Nuggets. So they play the Mavericks, and the, I'll just go ahead and say it, the shit show goes down in OKC. I get all the injury reports for all the leagues since my inbox. I'm on all those lists. And so I got the Jazz update that was like out tonight or questionable tonight, Emmanuel Mudiay and Rudy Gobert for illness. And I was like, illness? I was like, and like the thought goes through your head where you're like, huh, like hope it's not. But I mean, no, come on. Like what are the odds of that? I had just talked to somebody inside the league on Monday about what was going on and the measures they were taking with the media. And part of that whole thing was they mentioned, they were like, look, we have to try and keep as many people away from the players as possible while keeping the games going, because once a player gets it, that's it. And they may mention, they were like, the minute that we have a positive test for any player, it's not just that team, it's the last five teams they've played all have to be tested and quarantined. So, the procedure was in place when Rudy happened, and I'm sure, you know, he didn't come to the arena. Gobert was at the hotel when the positive test came in. So far, the Raptors are clear. We haven't heard from the other teams. If you're wondering about the Nuggets, I mean, I personally was a little concerned because I've been around the Nuggets, and the Nuggets played the Jazz played the Cavaliers on the second, and the Nuggets played the Cavaliers on the seventh, and then I saw the Nuggets play the Bucks on the ninth. So I've been, you know, waiting for a little cough cough. It does not appear Christian Wood was diagnosed with COVID-19 on Saturday, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. So one player has picked it up, but we have no idea where he picked it up. Like, yes, everyone's making the deductive link between Rudy played the Pistons and specifically played Wood, and then Wood got it, and it makes logical sense for sure. We're just not sure. Like, there's just no, like, I have no way of telling you that Gobert gave it to Wood, or Wood gave it to Gobert, or Mitchell gave it to Wood, and then Wood gave it to Gobert. Like, I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist, so I can't tell you these things. I'm like, I try to. I was obviously concerned about the Nuggets. I spoke with people in the organization. They flew home. And then they went into a proactive case of a voluntary soft quarantine. And what I mean by that is they shut the facility down. They went ahead and said, like, all right, we're sending everybody home. Everybody come out of the office, go home, isolate yourselves. And they said, like, you know, social distancing essentially is what they started to tell them. They didn't say, like, don't leave your home, you are a risk. They just said, stay home for the most part for a couple days, and see how we're doing. And there's been no indications, no symptoms, none of that. So if you were worried, or if you were wondering if anybody had asked, people have asked. Not only myself, but the other beat reporters that you know, Mike Singer of The Post and Nick Kosmider, like, these conversations have been had, and there's been no reason for alarm with anybody. This is going to get to be a sensitive kind of issue because you're already seeing HIPAA questions come up with Gobert. This isn't like an injury. Because it's an illness and it's a personal illness, this is going to get a lot more complicated on the privacy side with players. But I cannot confirm that the Nuggets have been tested. My strong suspicion is that the Nuggets have been tested. There's a lot of questions out there about how the tests were conducted. There have been multiple reports that the Oklahoma Department of Health made the decision at that game to test those players. I have been given indications from people around the league that the league was at least planning for this contingency and may have made arrangements, but I have not gotten far enough to be able to say conclusively that's what occurred in OKC. I just know that if the NBA teams wanted to get tested, they did not need government help to do so. The league has been on this since the outbreak in Wuhan. So, good news is the Nuggets so far are healthy. Obviously, there are complications with that. If they haven't been tested, they're finding more and more that folks that are asymptomatic can carry the disease, can carry the virus, and that's obviously one of the reasons why the league has suspended operations and one of the reasons why we're all doing the things that we're doing. But this continues to be scary and intense and upsetting. And, I think one of the cool things has just been like, I think the players sometimes get worn down by the length of the season and the injuries and how hard it is and the media and the questions and the pressure and all of that and the lifestyle. And this has been like a nice reminder of like, they love their jobs. Like they love basketball. And the impression I've gotten is that they want to go back to it. When we come back, we'll talk about what I know about the league and what could possibly happen with the rest of the season. We'll be right back on Locked On Nuggets. All right, back here on Locked On Nuggets, your team every day, part of the Locked On Network. Check out all of our stuff at Locked On NBA Net. We're still going to have shows. There's still going to be great content. People are going to do fun, inventive stuff. We'll do fun, inventive stuff. It's going to be a good time. Check it out. All right, so you're probably wondering, like, what's going to happen with the NBA? There have been all manner of reports. I will take you a little bit behind the curtain here. Because that's like the best thing I can do for you right now, is I can show you the back end of the reporting side. So the league has so many individuals working for it. There are PR people. There are people in Adam Silver's like executive like tree right under him. There's people on the basketball side. There's people on the business side. And everybody has connections in all of those to various reporters. So that's why you're going to get reports like ESPN has obviously been on top of this the best, which just makes sense because they have some of the most seasoned guys. And most of those contacts are league people. And they're able to communicate this. I'll tell you, like, the teams don't know a lot. Like, and especially the teams beneath, like, president level don't know a lot. Like, I'm going to bet a lot of the general managers don't know what the plans are or what the contingencies are or what they're looking at. That most of the information is being passed through the owners, the board of governors. Like, the board of governors, the governors, the owners can get answers whenever they want. They can call up Silver and be like, what are we doing? And that's probably what most of what Silver's doing. And probably Silver's answer is like, we're figuring it out. Give me a minute. But if the GMs don't know, then the assistant GMs don't know, and the coaches don't know, and the players don't know. So, like, Chris Paul's been in contact with Adam Silver at this point, and they've had conversations, and Chris Paul's probably communicating to the players, like, hey, okay, here's what we're talking about. But because everything is very still trying to figure it out, my understanding is that Sunday, when you'll be hearing this podcast, actually, there will be an update on what the NBA's plan is. Like, they're having a conference call on Sunday, I know that, to discuss these things with all the teams and kind of get ducks in a row to be like, all right, here's the plan going forward. The problem, of course, is, like, we just don't know where the disease is going to be at. There are a lot of indications this is going to get worse before it gets better. And, I mean, like, everyone kind of knows that because this happened so quickly. It's just started. But we're talking, like, weeks and weeks and potentially months, depending on the measures that are taken. And those things are all out of the NBA's control. And the NBA can't go back to work until it's safe for everybody. We all can't go out until it's safe for everybody. So all of these plans are going to be conceptual. I've outlined an article. You can read all of the stuff that I'm talking about on the Action Network. You download the app and read it too. What I wrote about was, look, five reasons Sports Network out of Miami, which you've probably never heard of. The guys that run that I know, and they have league connections, and I trust their work. And they said that there is a tentative August 1st deadline. They have to start the season August 1st, or they got to cut it and go to next season. And that's less than 5 months from now, which seems like an eternity, and is not. Because we're not going to be out of the woods. Like, the NBA suspended operations for 30 days because that's, like, the soonest they could get back. Realistically, we're looking at 60 to 90 days. Like, I would say there's a not terrible chance if everything were to go right. And, I'm not an expert on, like, health policy. And I'm sure that there are members of, like, the health community that would be like, you're insane. But, like, the best guess I have is like June 1st or July 1st. And in that case, there's been discussions about a 2-4 game regular season to get everybody on to the same number of games. And then just start the playoffs from there and make up some of the box and et cetera. I don't know if that's going to be possible. I think they're just going to have to start the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to have the timeline to get it done. I wrote about today about how, like, look, you know, if we want to get this thing done in a month, let's make the first round best 2 out of 3. Let's make the second round best 3 out of 5. And then you go with conference finals and finals or 7 games apiece, and you can get that done in a month versus, you know, taking the NBA playoffs take 2 months. Like, think about that. The NBA playoffs take 2 months. If they don't go back to work until July 1st, that's the end of August, 1st of September. you're probably wondering, like, what about next season? All that's up in the air. I would think it's very likely at this point that it's going to be postponed. That, like, the start of the season will be later. If they don't just make some sort of radical change and take the Steve Coonan plan of starting it on December, on Christmas, and going until August, at which point I am no longer married because my wife will not tolerate being a teacher who is off for 3 months with the kids while I am still working the playoffs. However, there are obviously bigger things afoot here. Assuming that, like, everything gets back to normal in the country. So, with the playoffs, like, sure, if we get back to work in 30 days, then they can probably do 2 to 4 games a week of regular season and then start the postseason. Yeah, and if you're wondering, yes, like, the Blazers are going to be pissed. The Spurs are going to be mad. The Pelicans are going to be livid. Like, the Pelicans were right in line to make a playoff push. And, you know, Memphis would get the spot. Now, Memphis had a 3-game lead, but they would wind up getting the spot. That would mean, obviously, that the Nuggets would be the 3 seed and would face either the Houston Rockets or Oklahoma City Thunder, depending on what happened in the last couple of games in that scenario. Denver would be at 22 losses, and Jazz would be at 23, so it's possible they could slip into the 4-5 versus the Thunder. All these things are up in the air. And yeah, like, if they go to a truncated playoff schedule where it's best 2 out of 3, that's bad for Denver. Like, let's just go ahead and be real about that. Like, that's bad for Denver. If you're wondering if it feels weird for me to be talking about this while, like, Seattle is overrun with needs and don't have enough respirators and running out of gloves, the answer is yes, but, like, this is in the Nuggets podcast, so I'm going to keep talking about this because we got lots of time to kill, and I'm figuring you want something to get through it. So I'm just going to keep talking about this, but I do want to note this is weird to me, too. So there's a good possibility that the Nuggets wind up as a, like, I don't think that's a bad outcome for them getting the 3, but if it's a short, if they are in a 3-6 versus Houston, that gets very, very dicey. That's a high-variance series. Maybe that's better versus Houston. If it's Dallas, that's a nightmare. Like, I do not want any part of Dallas in a short, in like a 3-game series. Now, I want to be clear on this. This hasn't been bandied by the league. This is my suggestion based off of stuff that I've heard, like, executives, two different executives were like, I've been thinking about like a 3-game playoff series. Like, what if we did that? Like, that would cut so much time off of it. And they were interested because they're like, we need a little bit more chaos. Problem is, if you're a Nuggets fan, you don't want chaos. You want chalk, right? You want everything to go, like, by the book and try and have a chance to make the Western Conference Finals. If you're wondering how the guys are going to be when they get back, there's a lot of talk about, like, they're not going to be in game shape. I don't know about that. So most of these guys, like, yeah, they're home for a week and they're off. They're probably just getting their bodies right. And then they, I would imagine, so the NBA conducted, like, they're on lockout from the facilities until Monday. They can't go back into the facilities until Monday. I don't know if the NBA is going to recommend social distancing for the teams or not. I just don't know. Like, I do not have information on that. It would not surprise me because the NBA is probably going to want to set the tone. Like, you don't want to be the team that's like, hey, we really support all these efforts and we're closing, like, we're not going to have games and we can't have these large gatherings and we got to, everyone's got to stay home. But our guys are going to come in and they're going to sweat on each other for 2 hours. That's a bad look, right? And there is a containment risk. Like, there's a legitimate containment risk here of if you're having the guys playing, the risk is going to be greater. They're breathing on each other, sweating on each other. The thing transmits through droplets. So there's got to be some consideration of that as well. But I do think that whenever they get back, they'll probably be able to get back in shape relatively quickly. It takes a couple of months for guys to get out of shape in the NBA. It's not going to go away in a matter of weeks. If they don't start until July, then that's a different matter, but there will probably be a ramp-up period in that. So I don't imagine, like, I don't think the basketball is going to be all that terrible to start with. It might be, like, they'll be rusty the first couple of games, which is definitely a reason to have the regular season thing. I just don't know if they're going to have the time. So that's a concern there. When we come back, we will talk about Denver this season, what this means in some sort of sports context, and then we'll wrap up the show when we get back here on Locked On Nuggets. here on Locked On Nuggets. Matt Moore with you. Follow me at HB Basketball. Follow us at Locked On Nuggets. And make sure to follow the Locked On Network at Locked On NBA Net. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook and all over the place. We have so many social channels that will be full of content to get you through the long, long days with your family. What are we going to do? I'm on day like 2, and like the kids were a nightmare today. So I'm just like, the wife's like, we just got to buy more puzzles and we got to like have more activities. And this is going to be a challenge, but it's important. Piece of news. I found this out, before we did this podcast. KSE finally put out a release. So I've been tracking, if you follow me on Twitter, I've been tracking all the teams that have pledged support for the arena staff during the suspension, because all those workers are hourly. A lot of those folks need that money. And there's obviously a concern that they're going to go without. And, like, the players have stepped up. Zion Williamson, Rudy Gobert has donated $500,000 because he feels like a dip, which is honestly, like, I think that that's really good of him, considering that I think he made a pretty common mistake that lots of folks could make, and I don't think he was trying to be a jerk, and I feel bad for Rudy at this point. I think it's, we can move on, you know? It's a pandemic. This is bigger than Rudy Gobert. Maybe the Jazz fans should chill out about him being, like, the best player in the league at some point. Just saying. It's an opportunity to take a break from that. KSE put out a release before I came on this podcast and said that they are going to fund for 30 days all hourly employee salaries. So that's all paid for. They also donated all the money or all the food that was at in the arena that was perishable. They made sure to get that to a food bank so it didn't just go to waste. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. KSE will do more. They have a large charity organization. They will do more in the coming weeks and months to support the Denver community and everybody. They're also, thank God, closing down Pepsi Center. So Post Malone is the last event that's been held there. I don't know what happened. I let's just say they were not eager to discuss that when asked for comment. I don't know whose decision that was or how that came about, but not a great decision on that one. So that's good that the arenas that that's covered, that the arenas are closed, and that that food's gonna be donated. If you have anything that you need to know about these situations, like, let me know. If you're listening to this and like you've got a buddy that works in a peripheral, they also talked about their vendors. They're urging their vendors to do the same. If you know somebody who is getting screwed by this situation, reach out to me on Twitter, at HP Basketball. Send me an email. I'm at matt.moore@gmail.com. Let me know. And I will try to get answers. Because we have to take care of each other in this moment, and we gotta take care of the people in need most. As far as the Nuggets go, so I talked a little bit about the playoff scenarios of what could happen when the play resumes. The question of, like, what's gonna happen here. So, like, there's a whole bunch of questions that we don't have answers to about largely everything in the known universe at this point. But among them, like, look, Jokic was in awesome shape when play stopped. Awesome. He had abs. Like, he's the skinniest I've ever seen him. He was playing the best I've ever seen him. He was getting worn out, though. He hasn't been great since the All-Star break, and he was pretty clearly tired. So the question is, does the time off get him back out of shape? Versus the time off get him mentally revived and ready to really kick it into another gear and compete for a title in the midst of a very weird resumption of the schedule. And those are both things that are question marks. This team needed to get healthy. I think the time off is going to be great for Will Barton. I think the time is going to be great for Gary Harris. I think the time off is going to be great for Jamal Murray. I think the time off is going to be great for Michael Porter Jr. But all these guys needed time. And I've talked about this. The drain in March is so intense. That's why I honestly believe the Nuggets have been bad. Everybody's going to want to rally now. Everybody's going to want to rally now. Everybody's up against adversity because of this thing. And everybody's thinking about all the people that are sick or are dealing with hard times and everything that's going on. The players are going to bring it whenever play resumes. And that's going to be huge. And that's going to make for a great playoff run. I'll say this, the interruption of the schedule gives Denver an opportunity to shake off the fear that they might have played their best basketball. Everything resets to zero, and it's a wild card now. And honestly, you want a little bit of unpredictability with Denver. That's what you want. You want to be a little less stable, because we talked about their floor being so low. So let's create a little chaos, and that gives them an opportunity. I am not saying that this is a good thing that this all occurred, because it's obviously not, because it's a pandemic. But it is, at least if we're looking at the Nuggets and you're like, man, what are they going to be like? I'm telling you, like, I think they'll probably be in a pretty good place. Malone will have them in the right mindset. Malone will do whatever he can to keep them sharp. Malone will probably be ahead on playoff scouting. That's probably what those guys are doing, is they're getting ready and making plans while trying to keep them and their family safe. So we will wait, and we will talk about Nuggets teams of past and issues current and everything else. Let me know what you want to talk about. Hit me up. Let me know what you want me to talk about on this podcast, because they will keep coming throughout the suspension. Basketball will be back. Okay? Life will return to some version of normal. I don't know what that means, but it will return to some version of normal. And we will be there with you on Locked On Nuggets. Hang in there, everybody. I will talk to you soon.